Good day, I'm Anjuie James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 3. Coming up, Prime Minister attends Energy Summit in Washington, D.C., primary schools to receive math app, and church urged to help counsel abused children. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness departs the island on Tuesday, May 3, to participate in the United States Caribbean Central American Energy Summit meeting in Washington, D.C. The Prime Minister will engage in discussions on the results of the Energy Task Force for the Caribbean and Central America, announced by United States President Barack Obama last year. Discussions will also focus on identifying steps the U.S. and regional leaders can take to ensure that citizens of the region achieve more secure, affordable, and clean energy solutions. Mr. Holness expects that tangible outcomes will emanate from the meeting as it relates to improved energy governance and energy diversification for the Caribbean, as this will improve Jamaica's competitiveness at the regional and international levels. The Prime Minister will return on May 5. During his absence, Minister without portfolio with responsibility for water works and housing in the office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Horace Chang, will be in charge of the government. Primary schools across the island now have access to the Calculation Time Mathematics application designed to improve students' knowledge and appreciation of the subject. The app, officially launched in April, is one of the methods being used under the Calculation Time program, which aims to make learning mathematics fun for students. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, says the initiative was introduced as a response to the need for students to develop mental prowess in working with numbers.
Children were relying too much on the use of their fingers and manipulative to solve problems that require computational skills. The program has tremendously influenced students' development of the skill of mental calculation.
The program, a partnership between the governments of Japan and Jamaica, was first introduced to the country in 2011 in 7 pilot schools. It has since been extended to 65 schools and is incorporated in the curriculum for 15 minutes for 90 days. Links to the app are available for download to personal computers and Android devices such as tablets and smartphones. Today, Tuesday, May 3, is being celebrated as Read Across Jamaica Day as part of activities to mark Education Week 2016 from May 1 to 5. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is urging Jamaicans to encourage and foster literacy among children.
Encourage all citizens of Jamaica to support the Jamaica Teachers Association in this venture as we commit the resources of our country to ensure that Jamaica's children are among the best readers in the world.
Read Across Jamaica Day is organized by the Jamaica Teachers Association, JTA, and aims to promote the importance of literacy for academic success. In the meantime, Education Week began with the National Church Service at the Redeemer Moravian Church in Kingston on Sunday. Other activities will include a mental health issues symposium, Teachers' Day on May 4, and a Professional Development Day on May 5. And the church is being called on to help in the counseling of abused children and to assist the authorities in nabbing perpetrators. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, made the appeal while addressing the Child Month National Church Service held in Portmore, St. Catherine on May 1. Minister Green says the church has the capacity to play a greater role in the security of children.
We have a collective responsibility to ensure that each child is taken care of, that each child is protected. So I hope the church will join in us. We must take collective responsibility because every child is our national asset.
Mr. Green is urging Jamaicans to break the culture of silence and report known cases of child abuse. Child Month is being observed under the theme, Healthy Children Build a Stronger Nation. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.